This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Aldrich.
Reverend Dr. Victor J. Belton is on the board of directors of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in the United States and the pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in Decatur, Georgia, USA. He has also founded a group called the Association of Lutherans in Black Ministry, a group, quote, for all people who would like to share news, information, ministry insights, and updates regarding the promotion of Black ministry in the LCMS.
We're trying to kind of build some energy and some coalition of some folks around African American ministries in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So the thing is, we don't want to do a separate thing. Anyone else that's interested in Black ministry in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is welcome to do that, because the issue isn't separate. The issue is all of us going forward together as the people of God to do the work of God in African-American communities.
Dr. Belton says the formation of a group such as the Association of Lutherans in Black Ministry comes about because of the great diversity of the American culture and the realization of Lutherans throughout the United States that the church, too, is a great melting pot.
All ministries could use assistance and some help in being visionary. And we're all, because of our culture, stuck in some little silos and in some little places that we need other people in other cultures to help us see and appreciate. And so ministry is ministry by all means. And it happens best when we are all in ministry together, irrespective of creed or color or race.
One area that benefits from a group like this is those students attending historically Black Lutheran institutions of higher learning. Dr. Victor Belton says there is some good news.
Concordia Selma, Alabama, they received a $5 million grant. What this grant will do for them is enable them to have a little bit of runway, a little bit of breathing room, so that they can actually accomplish some of the things that they'd like to do. So it's really a great godsend.
What about the goals of the Association of Lutherans in Black Ministry, Dr. Belton?
We really just simply hope that we'll increase our capacity so that we can offer to the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod our unique perspective on what it means to be Lutheran, that we can partner then with Africans from the continent and share then again our perspective and receive from them their perspective on what it is to be Lutheran. And hopefully and prayerfully, what begins to happen is the entire Lutheran Church Missouri Synod begins to expand and begins to be renewed because of the energy that comes from Africans and African Americans. Because, you know, we have a kind of different and more exciting way of doing things. So we have a side of the Missouri Synod that's very cerebral. And we love our brothers that never crack a smile or don't get excited externally about many of the things of God. But, you know, from the African-American perspective, we don't wake up without a praise.
You can find out more about the Association of Lutherans in Black Ministry from a link to their Facebook page on the World Lutheran News Digest page at Worldwide KFUO and the World Lutheran News Digest page on Facebook. See us at www.facebook.com/WLNDigest.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.